always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Don Christian.
And your soul saving DJ Kingdom 7.
Man, and that's what's up, man. Kingdom 7 is in the building.
Yes, what's up?
We're going to get it in today, man. We're going to talk about these last days, man. And,
wow.
The last days, as it says in the biblical sense, as well as these last couple of days. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
With them catching Bin Laden and he's supposed to be dead. We're just gonna talk about what we think about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get it in. Who we gonna have on the show today, man?
Man, we got a brother, man, straight from the two up, two down area, NR Hunt.
NR Hunt. All right, so we're gonna get it in with NR, chop it up with him,
yeah.
Talk about his music, his ministry, see what's good. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about a lot with him, man, and I'm excited about that. Like I said, we're gonna talk about Bin Laden being caught.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about some of the stuff that went along with that. Rashard Mendenhall,
right,
getting mad flack. You know, yeah, what I'm saying,
for running back.
You know, some things that I'm like, man, I don't know, man. He just kind of said some of the stuff that others have said. We're gonna talk about that a little bit later, man. But man, this is gonna be Kingdom 7's last time for a minute in the building with us.
In the building, man. In spirit, I'll be here.
Okay, man. So that's what's up, man. So I definitely, as I told him, I'm very appreciative of what he has done. He's brought a whole nother dimension to the show. Man, we gonna still have him on, though, man. He's going to be all the way. Can you tell him where you at, or is it a secret?
Yeah, it's a secret.
Okay.
I keep it secret.
That's what's up, man. You know how it is. Military secret, you know what I'm saying? He might be able to tell you when he's on the show with us, you know what I'm saying? But we'll see what's good.
Yeah, I do that on the next episode.
Next episode.
So stay tuned.
That's right, man. So figure out what's going down with us, man. We staying strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We put the full armor of God on, so in these last and evil days, we can be able to stand. And when we've done all we can, we what? Stand. And that's really what it is, man. We need Christians to stand up for our rights and all that. We also want to talk about a man being placed in jail. Because of we're gonna talk about a man being placed in jail because of reading the Bible outside.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So we're gonna go in. We got this song right here by Jida called Burning Up here on Yada
the King
Radio. Let's get it in. This is my joint, y'all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's okay. Get it.
Okay. We're gonna get you real amped real quick.
You know, I'm burning up for Jesus, man.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's poppin' right? You know how we do it. Burning for the Lord, so you know we gonna play.
We burning up.
We burning up.
Let the world know that they got nothing better.
cannot hold back. Talk about the sire and the truth for the most higher. See, he charms me, ooh, and you know he pumped me, ooh. I cannot live life lukewarm no more. I got to burn it. I gotta get a line. Everything I do, I keep Christ in mind. Even the way that I spend my time, all gotta be ordered by the Lord's divine. You catch me in a word that they tryna grow that they tryna kill a whole man every now that they. If it ain't about the Lord, then it ain't about nothing. All can be living my life out there crying. So now I'm on. John a torch, flame on. Now the test is on. Am I gon' make it home? I spent my last summer trying to go and grasp this home. 20 stretches daily. I used to be a baby, and now I own my grown man. No longer a baby, but that don't make me. Cause even the devil knows survival well. It's all about do you crack what you read? Cause what's good fake for that? No DD.
I'm back by the Holy Father, so where is my opposition? Proclaiming Jesus the Christ, and the rest is just superstition. Knowing my light of fiction is only here for a phase. I'm saying hell or high water, I'm giving my God a praise.
Spirit that can barely see. Yeah, my speech is slurred, and though my vision's blurry, I'm number 10 to 1, and I still got no need to worry. Praise his name in a hurry. Really, it's just that simple. By the mention of Jesus, these demons, they shake and tremble. Got a whole lot of word, and we got kingdom swag. Who is supposed to scare me? The King of Kings is my dad. It's monologue here from GA. We don't play, and we done told y'all. We just don't praise his name up from side and back down to Duval. And yeah, we will remove all these spirits that try to hinder. The devil, he wanna kill us. We music's toughest contender. Satan is a pretender, but God up above is real. That's why we wrote this to praise him and show him just how we feel. And we gon' get the crunkest and fucker than all the rest. Cause when it come to our praises, we want them to be the best.
I'ma praise his name. Whose name? That man who blood was stained. Picking up my cross, my pain. I'm living just to live again, and that's my aim. Some people may say I'm insane when I get the shout and that praise. Don't look at me strange. What you mean? You didn't know I was down with the king. Y'all should've never let us up in this game. I've been on another living level since the day I left the devil. You can definitely say I'm on 10. Check a journey through the mind of a suicidal soldier. If you really wanna know where I've been, seeing, seeing, and more seeing. That was my motto. Blow, blow, cash, cash, money like I won the lotto. Oh, I'ma need your auto. Ay, I gotta touch him. Head like Picasso, now that's gon' touch him. My cook is so custom, from the coast of East Asia, I went to Augusta. They looking for other groups like a bubble, but they are missing, we got it in substance.
Rose met about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-rymusic.com. Check the single out. Shift.
But that's so tight, tight. Time to shift, 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 shift.
Another
level.
And God is active.
Toes up, shoes up, walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now. C-Rob's Crystal's Method. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David. Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club David. Join the club. Hen Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective. Available June 14th. Featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J-Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubBministries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got.
Available June 14th, Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective.
Yada King, NBA playoff advertising.
Check it out, man. We're going to offer three of the following for only $40. Splash page and 30-second commercial, as well as banners for 1 month. Background page, 30-second commercial, and banners for 1 month. Or 30-second commercial and banners for 3 months. Check it out. You want to get at us during the NBA playoffs.
As soon as a champion emerges, this deal is over. So go to yada.king.com and advertise today.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, that was Gideon's Army.
That's what's up.
Born to Shout. Y'all know what we do. It's Yada That King Radio, man. Kingdom 7, who we got with us, man, and what we about to do?
Yo, we got my man from the 2 Up, 2 Down, 7 Cities area, man. NR Hunt in the building.
NR.
Yo, what up, what up, what up?
That's what's up, man. And this is the part of the show, man, that we get it in with you, and you tell us about your testimony, sir.
Well, I don't know if he gave me, like, you know, a two-hour segment or not, man, but I'll try to keep it brief, man. Basically, man, you know, it's kind of funny how my name is, you know, I guess, and everybody asking about it. My dad was 71, my mom was 32, and everybody in the background laughing because they think it's hilarious, but my dad was 71, my mom was 32, man, so it's a 39-year difference. I'm one of the, like, miracle-type babies, of biblical babies, you know what I'm saying? And so my name is Oscar because of the name that's my father. Basically, I was, you know, raised up in a Christian home with just my mom, you know what I'm saying? And then she witnessed to us, and that's how I got saved. But I got taken away from her when I was 14. Yeah. I had my step-parents sent out to death. And what I went ahead and did is, you know, at the age of 18, I went ahead and got custody of my brother, my 16-year-old brother, one of them. And then from there, man, you know, I just started, you know, working. But I never thought, you know, I would do, you know, rap or anything. I just used to write poetry. So I ended up listening to a 50 Cent CD, man, Get Rich or Die Trying. I heard it one day while I was in high school. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it tripped me out. I thought it was so, you know, so hot. And I was like, man, you know what? I think I can rap. And from that day forward, that's when I started rapping. But I was always, like, you know, the preacher boy. So, you know, nobody really believed I was a rapper. And I never was cussing everything. But I used to battle people because, you know, I like, you know, the person you would sleep on or whatever. Like, this cat can't rap.
Yeah.
And I used to walk up to him like, yo, you know, y'all rap? They're like, yeah, you rap? Like, yeah, let me hear some. And I would rap, and it would be, you know, I was a very technical thinker, you know, so with the metaphors and stuff. And I used to destroy people, man, and you know, it was really crazy. But then I heard the truth. You know, when I heard the truth, I was like, oh, my God, you can actually do gospel rap? I didn't, you know, it was like a wake-up call, you know what I'm saying? And that's when I made that switch, you know what I'm saying? So I did the switch. Got with two other cats, a dude named George Easton, who went by DJ Pooh, another cat named Chris Rustin, who went by C-Note, and we formed this group called Young Disciples. So we was just, it looked hilarious, dude. We was out there rapping, beatboxing, I mean, we were doing it all, man. But people loved it. It was getting booked everywhere. It was so crazy.
Right.
But then we separated my own way. I ran into Kingdom Builders, which is something that started by John Peacock and my business partner, Brian Johnson. And from there, dude, I've been working with them, man. We used to do like a little youth explosion out here in the Seven Cities, man. And it just, it got televised, you know what I'm saying? It was just like something we did every other month, and they picked it up on TV, and I was hosting the show, plus I was in the show performing with other artists, and God just, I don't know, man, he did his thing. It was just kind of crazy how, you know, we brought a lot of unity out here, and God continued to elevate. Now I'm the president of Kingdom Builders, you know, it's been some years, man, so it's amazing, dude. And, you know, my first project won an award, so that was a blessing, man. I'm out here. I was nominated and actually won the Grandtown 2009 award for my first project, The Illustration. And I have a second project out now called Transparency. So God is good, man.
Yo, that's what's up, man. So what would you say that God is telling you even today? Some things that you're working on with your whole walk with God, man, that you want to share with the people, boss?
Man, you know what's so crazy, man? And I know this may even sound cliche, but the name of the project is Transparency. But, dude, that is what I really am on. Like, I really believe, you know, with your walk to be transparent. Because I feel like we as the body, you know, we are the hindrance to the world when you get saved. You know what I'm saying? Because really, if you ask an unbeliever, like, yo, why don't you want to get saved? They always say the same thing. They're like, yo, I mean, I'm going to do it. It's not right now. You know, you're always like, but why not right now? And the reason is always because, well, you know, I'm not ready to stop doing this or stop doing that just yet. But the thing is, they don't realize they don't have to stop immediately. They just have to make the decision first. But the only reason why they believe, you know what I'm saying, that you have to stop everything from the jump as soon as you come to, you know what I'm saying, Christ and make that, you know, take salvation as a decision in your life, then it's only because they look at Christians who hide their life, you know, lives, act like they're perfect, and they're not transparent. So the only reason they believe, you know what I'm saying, we are perfect is because we only carry it that way.
Yeah.
So they're like, man, I can't stop and become holy in 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? I got stuff in my life. But if we were transparent, like, yo, I deal with this, but God is still good. I'm trying every day, and salvation is a process, then we'll be good to go. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I believe transparency, you know, with your life, with your walk, will allow people to be like, yo, let me just make the decision to sign up for the rehab, and then the process will start. And then one day I'll end up, you know what I'm saying, and at the end of salvation, glorification, man.
No, that's what's up, man. So we gonna do this. We gonna go to one of your songs called I'ma Do Me. First of all, tell the cast what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Are you about to get yourself in trouble with this joint or what? What's up with it?
Well, I'ma Do Me is one of them tracks, man, where we're just like, I guess I said it best at the end of the song, you know, I'ma do me better than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we spend our lives chasing to be somebody else when God loved you before, you know, the foundation of the world, man. He fell in love with that particular person. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And you spend your life trying to be somebody else, but he was already in love with who you were. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what that's about, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So let's go into that joint. We're going to let y'all hear this on Yada the King Radio. In our hunt, I'ma do me. Don't go nowhere, but stay here.
Yeah. Transparency 2010. Let's go.
12 noon, ha, no moaning left. My mouth closed, it's my morning breath. Ha, my smile, my teeth, my toothbrush, man, I call it my reach. Never said it go out of my reach. The teacher's like teach and the church's like preach. You my neighbor if you stay on my street. And if you close to me, then I call you my peeps. All eyes staring at my feet. Forget about my toes, man, staring at my sneaks. They ask me, how was my week? Took my wife out to dinner, man, it was my treat. So don't correct my speech. And please, homeboy, don't interrupt my sleep. This is my throne, no one sits in my seat. And I'm staying here and I'm renewing my lease. I'm tired,
I'm tired,
tired,
tired. Every night I'm tired, trying to pay. Truly, just like you. I'ma just do me, just do me. I'ma do me, me, me. I'ma do me. Me, 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 I'ma do me, me.
is fearfully and wonderfully created. In the womb, even angels had to hate it. Much show me here, my youthfulness fade. Except stars with the August, that's the way you made it. The stars are in the sky, but we're human. Focusing on what everyone is doing. Why she out late? Who is she screwing? Lie become monuments and then become ruin. Yeah, and it's a low down dirty shame that the person you are, the person I became, and my identity done been rearranged, and my old self was sauce in the flames. Yeah, and it means it makes two. So if you hate me, then it means you hate you. And if I advance, to means I pass you. Now that would be nuts, sir, I like cashews. I'm tired,
I'm trying to find your every move. I'm tired, trying to just like you. Yeah, I'ma just do me, just do me. I'ma do me, me, me. I'ma do me, me, me. I'ma do me, me, me. I'ma do me, hey, hey, hey.
Hey look, why's it called clean? What mine dirty for? Cause mine is my dirty car. My flow mats, my dingy rims, my tight clothes, my stinky Tims. I hope you the best man, I bid you well. Cause I'm so individual. And your lifestyle, man, it fits you well. But if I lose, it means that I get an L. But winners, to get a W. But I take an L if I double you, yeah. And that means I'm in trouble, dude. Cause I hate myself, but I'm in love with you. So we must think individually. Don't waste your lifetime, boy, trying to mimic me. But be yourself and still mimic me. Be yourself, but only take a little piece.
I'm tired
of
trying to follow you every move. I'm tired of trying to be just like you. I'ma just do me, just do me. I'ma do me, me, me. I'ma do me, me, me. I'ma do me, me, me. I'ma do me, hey, 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 hey.
Rock, come on, hey. I'ma do me. That's right. You know, I'ma do me better than you.
I'ma do me.
They call me Feet Dale. They call me Feet Dale. They call me Feet Dale. I say faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. Work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Now work it holla, out. Holla, holla, holla. Now work it holla, out. Holla, holla, holla. Cause faith without works, yeah. Need faith to please him. Oh, you know I need him. On that tree, he was bleeding. Sins he deleted. Guilt be gone, condemnation be gone. Even if my cash gone, my joy not gone. Jesus on the throne, that fair stand alone. And you are not alone like that Mike Jackson. Not move, but what I see, in this word what I read. Act on what I believe, obedience is key. Create a new heart, reset me, new start. Gave me a new fame, even got a new part. Number one in my life, yeah, he killing them charts. Make them the same in your life, accept them in your heart. I'm like, faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. Work it out. By grace through faith, I'm saved. Coupon, faith used more the wrong way. Futon, swear that he ready for that race.
No shoes on.
Said that he repping for Christ.
No fruit on.
I'm like, what is you on? Jesus, what we on?
Get out.
No, we on.
Light it up.
We on. He who we believe on. The word, what we we feet on, the reason why we keep on, Jesus who we lean on. Strong when the weak, strong in my speech, confidence in Christ, why I'm bold when I speak. In the kitchen with the heat, we still got peace to live as Christ's eyes game. My God is beast. Faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. Work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it
holla,
out.
Holla, holla, holla.
Now work it
holla,
out.
Holla, holla, holla.
Cause faith holla, without holla, works holla, be dead.
Holla, holla.
To just live by faith, so just live by faith. Not move how we feel, move by God. Say it, they be God day. Fight, live godly, crucify dead by death. Holla, holla. To just live by faith, so just live by faith. Not move how we feel, move by God. Say it, they be God day. Fight, live godly, crucify dead by death. Holla, holla. Faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. Work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it
holla,
out.
Holla, holla, holla.
Now work it
holla,
out.
Holla, holla.
Now work it out.
Cause faith
holla,
without
holla,
works
holla,
be
dead. Because faith holla, without works is dead. That's the homie Fidel. The song was called Work It Out, you
work
know what
it
saying?
Out, man.
Work
it out
your faith in fear and trembling. And work it out like you working
work
out.
Work it out, walk it out. Yeah. You know how it is.
Y'all know how it is, man. Shout out to the homie Fidel. Let me give a shout out to him and Z-Rub from Zerubbabel 180 Radio. They are actually advertising with us right now.
That's
man,
what's up.
For the entire month. Please support our advertisers. You go to yada.king.com. Z is who you're going to see. You know what I'm saying? Fidel, he got his commercials and all that. But definitely support. They part of the NBA playoff advertising that's going down.
Yeah.
And we got N.R. Hunt. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about his sound. We're going to talk about his music. N.R. Hunt, man. What made you get started in Christian hip-hop, bro? What made you get started in Christian hip-hop?
Well, I guess I had that firm foundation, you know what I'm saying, through my parents, you know what I'm saying? Well, my mom, I should say. In God, and you know, poetry was my thing, man. It was just something I did, and people used to read out my book, and it was just like, yo, wow, you do your thing, you know what I'm saying? So I guess when I started rapping, man, I never knew I could do it for God. I always wondered if I could, because I was always, you know, when I was doing the secular rap, you know, I didn't cuss anything. I was always like, you know, battling cats, and I always wanted to be like, yo, you know, I'd be like, how could you rap like that? And I used to be like, my mind, like, when I say that God gave me this gift, you know, if I'm doing secular rap, I was always, you know, wondering about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said earlier, when I had the truth, man, the truth really opened my eyes to, yo, you could actually be, you know, really gifted, you know what I'm saying, and also, you know, have your own swag to how you, you know, deliver the message, man. You can deliver a message in excellence with wordplay, you know, with punchlines, the four simple, whole nine, hyperbole. It's crazy. And people can feel the way you convey, you know what I'm saying, the text, man. So that's exactly how, you know, I really got into it, man.
Okay, man. So you got, how many albums have you came out with so far? I know, like, for me, this is my first time. Well, it ain't my first time. This is my second time, but first time really getting to hear your music. And I'm like, okay, he got the Transparency Volume 1. You know, how many albums you've came that you have come out with?
You know what? I'm on number. I have two out right now, and my third project will be out in about a week.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Holla, holla.
Yes, sir. So
is that gonna be the Transparency Volume 1.5?
Yeah, the 1.5, yes, sir. And it's going to have maybe like 7-8 songs up there, but trust me, they're heavy hitters, man. Really, they are. And then of course, the next project will be the full-fledged album, which is going to be more so promoting my artist without me on, you know, on it, too. So it's going to be tight, man. That'll be about the summertime, so.
Nah, dope.
So, A&R, man, on the Transparency Volume 1 that you got out now, man, it's real hot and dope. And it can reach a lot of people, man. But I see that you collabing with a lot of people, man. And I know it in VA, man, it's a lot of unity and love out there. So how was it collabing with these other artists? i.e. Hollywood Holly, C-Mo, Mona J, Peacock, Louie, you know, how was it getting it in with those females and guys and building to make this album a success?
You know what, man? It was nothing short of fun, man. It was fun, man, and it's cool because you get to interact with everybody, man, and see they'll put everything together, man. And the studio sessions are a lot of fun, man. It's a lot of fun vibing with different cats, man. People record different, man, and it just opens your eyes to different ways to do stuff, man. Like, your way isn't the only way, you know what I'm saying? Right. But their personalities, man, it's fun, dude. And that's some fun, dude. People are funny, man. Oh my God. They're hilarious. And the booth, man, and how they be acting and what they be saying in the mic when you don't know that you know what I'm saying? It was amazing, dude. I love working with all the people that are up there, man.
So when you was actually doing most of this CD, this Transparency CD, and you collabed with these artists, did y'all like write a verse and then you write a verse, or was it just everything Holy Spirit led and it just dropped on y'all heart at that time and y'all went from there?
You know, it was so crazy. Majority of those songs, like if there was, let's say, as an example of Traff Gun or Hollywood Holly, we never made the verses in front of each other. We just had a, you know, like we had the beat, and my CEO, BJ, Brian Johnson, he at that time when I was making Transparency, he was always the type of cat that was like, yo, I hear this beat, and this beat is saying this person's name. And he would be like, this is the person for it. So I would just hit him up like, yo, you know, it was good. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, yo, I'm definitely down. So we would say, this is the concept or whatever. And we were never around each other. God would give you my verse. God would give them their verse. And that's how it happened. A lot of the hooks, though, I made almost all the hooks. Like, I would teach the singers how to sing them and everything, even though I can't sing. But, you know, God is good. But, you know, as far as the rappers, man, we were just one of them things. When you got in the booth and you heard their verse, it was like, oh, my God, dude, this is crazy. So it was a lot of fun, man.
All right, man, so I'm going to ask you this, man. I know that you're a part of Kingdom Builders Expansion, but let the people know your label. Let them know who you're running with, you know what I'm saying, who's in close circles, for those that don't know who NR Hunts is rolling with.
Yeah, Kingdom Builders Expansion, we say the team, you know what I'm saying, all the time. And, of course, it consists of, you know, BJ, Brian Johnson, everybody calls him CEO out here. And it's myself, NR. I have two artists, Mikey Monroe, and she's the rapper. I'm a singer, Sincere. They are amazing, dude. I'm so excited for them. And then, you know, I have the affiliates, you know, other people I work with, got a lot of love for Wonder Fam and Pastor Moses, what we call him Snowman, and Hollywood Holly, his whole camp, Prophet, all of them, Sinai. It's so many people, I can't even name them, but we all roll together, man, run together, even though we have different, you know, labels and stuff, so.
Yeah, that's what's up. So y'all got like a little squad out there, man. Do you think that VA is the most slept on Christian hip hop arena right now? Can I keep
it real? You know what? It's so funny that you said that, because for a while I used to wonder, because until we went to TBN. And when I took everybody to TBN, it was a blessing, because Jesus Juice was saying, he was like, yo, the VA cats were like the hottest people he's ever seen. Wow. He was like, dude, I have not seen this amount. And he was saying, not just as an individual, but as a conglomerate, like this many people that were hot, you know what I'm saying? And really gifted for Jesus, man. And it was amazing that he would even say something like that. But, dude, I know for a fact, dude, we got something powerful brewing out in VA, man. So, you know, we just wait for people to know this, man.
Okay,
yeah,
I got.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I got one question real quick. If your music only left one lasting impression, what would that be, man?
You know what, man? I think the lasting impression I would think that my music does, and once again, we're in the transition period for the world, man, is the thought process, dude. It's like, you know, hey, that was clever. That was pretty tight how that was put together, you know. And it was so tight that in a sense, I guess you would say, entertaining. You know, and when you get entertained, even if you're watching a movie, movies stir you up and all that stuff, and it just, like, it motivates you to either want to do good, do bad, or keep doing what you're doing. So, you know, my thing is, it just changes your thought process. Like, wow, as I rap these lines, as I say this, there's no way I can say this and not think that I need to start changing a few things in my life.
That's what's up. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, get that shout out to the VA area, man. Also, when you was talking about TBN and how they loved y'all, the VA area, the artists in VA, man. Big shouts out to DJ Noble that was keeping that music pumping on the airways, man, on Current FM.
So yes, sir.
That was a big blessing for the VA area, man.
Yeah, DJ Noble is my dude, man. Got a lot of love for him running the current FM down here, man. And he's getting it in, man. He got a lot of love for artists, man. He has a big heart, man. So I love that dude.
Well, let me say this, man. I know the homie NR Hunt ain't never getting down. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he came out with a track called See Me Fly. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about that right here, right after we bang this joint on Yada Da King Radio. Let's check this song out. See Me Fly, NR Hunt.
Featuring Hollywood Holly.
That's right.
Think I won't gon' be nothing. Could've been right, cause without Christ I wouldn't have been nothing. But I is, cause he lives, so his name I'm stuntin'. No glory to myself, cause without him I'm nothing. So I'ma keep my head to the sky, knowing one day I'ma fly. So when them problems come by, I air Jordan knows. All the problem, I'm just preaching Jesus, I pray you're responding to the message. If you catch it, make it do a quantum leap to your destiny. So I'ma keep my head to the sky. No matter what's stressing me, I'ma make my destiny. Yeah. So I'ma keep my head to the sky. No matter what's stressing me, slip your past, be your path, cause your future's dead to crash. No reason to be stressing me. Don't you see what I rock is cooking? Yeah, he got the recipe. So when opposition come, I take flight with aggressive speed. Embryo, fetus, pregnancy, and birth, child, teenager, man. Big things can come in small packages, so I'll let circumstance dictate my happiness. No breaks, no breaks, no stopping him. Hurdles, nah, mountains, I'm hopping them. This is happy hour, so I'm clocking in. It's a joyride, so I'm hopping in. Joyride in Ferrari, you think that I'm lying? A cat in safari. Depression is a no-no. I stay upbeat like I'm drumming on the no-dos. Boom, boom, cat. I still smile even though I'm feeling lower than the limbo. I'm maggot on the trash can, never see me cry. You wait long enough, you gon' see me fly.
Why?
is America. 2010, transparency won't stop. Never to look back, baby. We touching the sky, so let's fly. Let's go.
South.com. The life in hip-hop. California. West Coast. Rapping. West Coast Fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
Westcoastfire.com.
Theory. What's the name of that joint right there, Kingdom?
For me.
Yeah. Yep. What's that song called, Kingdom?
Oh, man, you put me on blast.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was Ferris. He actually in the live stream chilling with us right now as we get it in with NR Hunt. NR Hunt was like, man, yo, what's the question y'all asking? You know what I'm saying? What's good? You know what I'm saying? And we didn't want you to know until we got to the segment right here. Right, Kingdom?
For sure.
So, it's the last days, man. First of all, how do you feel, you know what I'm saying, as far as last days, how close do you feel that we are to Jesus' return, man?
Man, you know, personally, I believe we're in within a few years. I mean, if not from one and a half years to I guess 3 or 4 years, I believe we're that close, man.
Okay. Wow. So... He might come tomorrow. You ready though? You ready though? But I feel what you're saying, man.
I believe we're honestly that close, and I have my definite reasons why I do. But I don't believe it's tomorrow or in the next week or two. I definitely don't believe that. But I believe it's going to be within a year to 4 years. That is definite.
All right, let me clarify. This dude ain't that dude on TV.
Yeah. Because if that's the case, it's about
talking,
to end.
Talking about the world was going to end. What day did the dude say?
Like the end of this month.
Oh, yeah, May 30th or something like that.
Yeah.
He just don't want to pay his mortgage. You know what I'm saying? They talking about kicking dude out. So, you know, anyway, he's not trying to predict Jesus' return. That's just, you know, just a simple question. But, man, there has been a lot of stuff that been going on. As of late, we heard about all the tornadoes, man. First of all, did you hear about the tornadoes? Did you see all the stuff that went on, man? I heard it was like 30 tornadoes in 9 states, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And like 300-some people were killed total. Yeah, it's terrible, dude.
So what you feel with the tornadoes? Is this, to you, is this something that the Bible predicted will be coming? Or are you just like, man, it's just... Hey, this is natural disaster.
Oh yeah, it's definitely according to the end time prophecy. I believe it 100%. Yes, sir. I believe even stemming from, you know, Matthew 24, where it talks about earthquakes in diverse places, and all those things that are happening like that, they're all tied together with the weather, all together. And I don't know how deep y'all want me to get into it, but I definitely,
man, dig, brother.
Dig your ditch, dig it.
Well, I definitely, I was, I guess, you know, in traveling, you know, I used to spend a lot of time in New York, and basically it was a point where a snowstorm had hit, you know, Virginia and New York at the same time, the same amount of snow. It was just this giant storm. I'm like, yo, there's no storm that's like 800 miles long. This is freaking crazy, or 500 miles long, or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And, it's just amazing, you know, like if you think about it, last year, you know, that was the, globally, it was the hottest year in the entire existence of the world. Like the whole year, and when you average it out, the temperature was the warmest it's ever been, you know. And, you know, I believe, you know, in the heart machine, you know, that they use, you know, which actually sends radio waves and it causes seismic activity. And I know that's how a lot of, you know, things happen. Like if you look back to the you know, tsunami years ago, the tsunami struck or whatever, it was something that wasn't, you know, how should I say, it wasn't predicted or foresaw at all. Like no one knew it was coming. There was no, you know, nothing they could detect in the ground or anything.
Right.
And basically the only thing you could find was an aurora borealis, you know, what people would say the northern lights. You know, and that's what happens when you shoot radio waves to the sky. you know, which is something that they actually used to use for, well, actually, it wasn't for bad intentions. Like, one guy used to use, he used to shoot radio waves into the sky because the earth is like a piano. Like, you know, when you lift up the back of a piano, you have to tune the piano.
Yeah.
Well, it's like strings all throughout the earth. And when you shoot radio waves into the sky, what ends up happening is those radio waves drop down and hits the earth. And when it hits the earth, it makes a vibration or a noise. Well, a man a long time ago used to use radio waves to actually locate oil. And that's how he became very rich because, boom, this sound would mean it's crust. Boom, this sound would mean, you know, you're not there yet. But boom, this sound would mean it's oil. And that was from shooting 30 watts into the sky. Well, you know, in Gascona, Alaska, they actually have, you know, this base and to where they actually shoot the harp machine. You know, it's basically like a way to, you know, they say it's not for warfare. You know, but I mean, it is what it is. Like, you know, they have the ability to basically control, you know, the weather, because what they do is they activate the machine. It's 360 towers,
yeah.
Which of course each of them shoots 10,000 watts apiece, and they all go into the air. When it's shot at the same time, it warms up the ionosphere, and the ionosphere, when it's warmed up, it can aim the machine and shoot in different directions to cause, you know, blizzards, earthquakes, tsunamis, triggers from the earthquake, you know, things like that. And of course, that explains the reason why the earthquakes were in diverse places, because it was man-made. They were hit, you know, Haiti, Japan. I mean, it's all triggered by man, you know, because there are people who believe in trying to fulfill revelations, and that's where we're at right now.
Wow, man. So you going in on us, man. My brother Kingdom 7 said, man, this dude is a genius. You guys got the NR doctor. You know what I'm saying, huh? You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. So, man, look, we're going to ask you another question, man. Something that got the whole United States in an uproar right now.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Osama bin Laden's death, man. He was killed, they say, on Sunday. First of all, my wife was hot because she missed her favorite TV show because they had it on the whole time, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, they hit him. They hit him up right in the you talking about Donald Trump jump?
Nah, her favorite TV show is like when the people come and make somebody's house.
Oh fix yeah, it up. Fix it up.
They stuff. Break it down, fix it up.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called right now. But they be like, move that bus. She was like, move this show. I want to see this joint. But you know what I'm saying? Tell the people what you feel. Does catching Osama bin Laden lessen our chances for war? Is this going to bring our troops back? Or is this going, you know what I'm saying, even escalate the war, in your opinion? What do you think? Can I keep it
real? Well, personally, I mean, I don't even really believe in the Osama being killed deal in the first place. And I know people are like, dude, I mean, this picture is crazy. I mean, I just don't. I don't believe it because, one, I mean, there were several things that have happened that would, I guess, prove my point. Well, as an example, Prince, the artist Prince, a long time ago, before 9/11 actually happened, this was 2 to 3 years prior to it, he did the show out of the country. And when he did the show out of the country, he ended his show by saying, hey, we're gonna go out with a bang, you guys, and here we go. And he sung a song that said, Osama bin Laden getting ready to bomb. This was 3 years before 9/11 happened, and he chanted this. I mean, the end of the show out, and had the crowd singing, and they were going crazy and everything like that. But the thing is, people know, you know, these events are going to happen, you know, and they use, you know, things such as a war on terror, which is something that you can never end. How can you defeat terror?
Right.
Or terrorism? When will it ever stop? Oh, we defeated terrorism at its final. You know, they I don't know, like terrorism was at the final battle and we beat it. Like, you can never beat terrorism. It's a war that will always continue to happen. So, you know, I just never really believed in that. My studies, I've been studying for years, and my personal belief is, you know, people do things by numbers, and just like, you know, revelation is being revealed or fulfilled right now, as far as the end times, when you look at it, you know, as an example, Osama was at May 1st, Sunday. Well, that was May 1st, but, you know, also, what was it, 1945 or something like that? May 1st, that was Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Same date. You know what I'm saying? And there are people that operate off of dates, you know, and they use, you know, things like the black moon and things like that to actually, you know, trigger, you know, catastrophic or global awakenings or whatever you want to call it. And personally, I don't believe that dude is dead because, or it was even a problem because, you know, a long time ago, see, the Bush family was actually cool with Osama. You know, they had like, you know, ties together as far as oil. And along with that as well, when you look at the situation, come on, I even put it on Facebook, you can actually read a newspaper from a satellite. When they captured Saddam Hussein, they didn't have to, you know, hey, where's this guy at? We've been searching for years. No, they just pinpointed him to the block he was standing on.
Yeah.
And you mean to tell me you couldn't find a cat for 10 years? 10 years? Like, that's taping footage. This is like hilarious to me. So I know for a fact, because I know people, and there are people in different positions. Like, I know there's one person who, you know, does weaponry or actually helps create the technology. You know, he doesn't live here or anything, but I just know a person who helps create the technology for, like, weapons in the military. And he was like, there's no way that we wouldn't be able to find this man.
Wow.
You know, and it's unless we're deciding not to. So, you know, for him to be publicly dead on the same day and all of a sudden, I mean, it's just, I mean, I have my personal, you know, thing of why I believe that, but I don't believe the dude is dead. I still believe he's alive if he was alive. You know, in the first place, I believe it's a hoax. So,
we got a question for you, NR, from Farron.
In the live stream.
She's asking, if you think this was an attempt to regain the confidence of the American people to take their minds off the $5 gas prices.
They are very much known for doing publicity stunts to take people. You always remember, the way that our country runs or the way the world runs is they actually make an event humongous so that the world would turn and look in that direction while they do something else. You know, so, you know, it's, you know, people say things, well, is it ironic, you know, that it's about that time to vote again, and then all of a sudden you have them capturing the man they've been searching for forever, you know? You know, it's just many things you got to keep in mind. But, I mean, it could be. It could be a decoy. I mean, I have my personal opinion. I don't know if I should share it, but I would say, you know, it is a possibility, you know. It is a possibility that it could be definitely something, you know, like as an example, Michael Jackson dies. All of a sudden, you know, you get in the White House that is passed. Okay, you know, another tax break for the rich. But we didn't realize that because we were so focused on Michael Jackson dying. Or, you know, the fact that when we were focused on, you know, don't ask, don't tell, you know what I'm saying, other stuff was happening where other treaties were being signed in Korea. And it's just like, it's just a way to turn your head another direction while they get accomplished what they need to get accomplished, which are the people that are trying, you know, to run the system. You know, this is where we live. This is what it is. So
let me ask you this, man. With all that madness and all the different things that are going on, how can the Christians stay focused in these last days? What advice would you give the people, man, to just stay focused?
You know, what I would actually do is refer to the Bible, and that would be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And it's pretty tight because Paul actually addresses the church of Thessalonica like this. And he's talking about, you know, he concludes in verse 4, well, chapter 4, he's wrapping up about, you know, meeting Christ in the sky and people being, you know, the dead will meet him in the sky and all that type of stuff. But he actually says something that's so crazy. And it is like, wow, I cannot believe this guy said that. He said, you know, when Christ come back, or the day of the Lord he's referring to, when he does come back, it will be like a thief in the night. Then he says after that, thieves come at night, but we are of the day. So therefore, it's basically like a separation right there. And what's so funny is before he even says that, the first thing he says in the chapter is, of these things, I have no need to write you. And he's talking to the church. And he's saying, this is not even your concern. It's like, it's almost like picturing a printer or a fax machine in a better form. A fax machine to where a paper comes out and it has on the paper, hey, you're going to die if you're not in the church, as an example. So that same piece of paper means two different things to two people. So if you're in the church, that's like, whew, thank God I'm in the church. But right. to the other person, it's like, yo, this is not good news for me. So that's the same way that Paul conveys the message. He's like, yo, listen, of these things, I have no need to write you because this doesn't even pertain to you. This is for the thief that comes in the night, and you're not even in the night, so this has nothing to do with you.
That's good.
So it's in the same sense he reassures the body, you know, believers at that point, it's the same thing now. We don't have any concern as far as, you know, because the Bible says these things are going to happen. It just is what it is. You can't change it. You can't pray to God and stop it. No, no. God said these are going to happen because they're in the glory. It's for his glory. But the good news is while you're here, you have no need to worry. And second of all, do what I put you here to do. And that is to make disciples of all nations. And that is the goal. Because until that's preached to the four corners of the world, he will not return. So we have earthquakes, which is states. We have the pestilence. We have the famines. We have everything in the Bible, almost, you know, like temple being built again. There's about to be peace with Israel. That's in the Bible, too. Obama had passed, well, not passed anything, but he even said, like, towards the end of the year, that he was going to make it a point to, you know, actually make peace with Israel. He's like, whatever we have to do, we're going to do that. That's biblical. That's what it says. There'll be peace with Israel for 3.5 years. And after that, the Antichrist will reveal himself. He'll betray the people. That's biblical. So if you don't think that's a sign right there, that's crazy to me. We have rumors of war. That's a war that we have, fighting terrorism for nuclear weapons that we have never found, that don't even exist. It's just a rumor that started a war. It's all these things that are happening right now. But the banging thing about it, and even the Mark of the Beast, which is the RFID chip, which you're about to take, which is in the health plan, pays $1,008. It's amazing because even though all these things are happening, we are not to be scared because God is in control. So,
hey, man, that's good.
Be excited. You want to win the team.
All right, man. Look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to your song, This Is My Life, the remix.
Remix classic, baby.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to hop into that here on Yacht of the King
Radio.
That's right. In our hunt in the building.
Yeah.
Let's check this out.
Check it.
Listen, yeah. Look at my life now. To back then, I was so lost and no peace within. But now it's making show his face to get smacked in. I got the swagger of a murdered man, blood of a king, black and white, no in between. That crimson tide got my spirit so fresh and clean. We sip that new wine, no need for Ace of Spades. Stay strapped with a sword.
You talking about a blade?
Not a Costa Nostra, but you can be a made man by the blood of the risen sun. Take a listen. He was my shelter when I didn't have a pot to piss in. So raise your fists in the air if you know you're living. Yeah.
It's the life, homeboy, it's the remix. After the first time, you knew we would repeat this. The whole NBA want me to delete this. Too much focus on the sun like Phoenix. And look to see the sun, he's coming back soon. I be the bride, he be that groom. Pull my pen out, jump that broom. Then sign off like I'm leaving out a chat room. It's two letters. C-Mo, you see a couple souls while I see Mo, and my tongue is the remote. I save everybody on TV like I am recording it with TiVo. I'm a rider, like a passenger, I'm on fire, like the bottom of the spatula, light up the world, light, shine bright, don't it down my flash like a camera, and it's a Kodak moment. Wait, pose. Now zoom out, too much focus on my clothes. Seeing them nachos, we know this. Seeing them nachos like Dorito chips. I said seeing them nachos like Dorito chips. In Jesus Christ's name, boy, I swing both fists. Yeah, yeah.
I'm on fire.
brighter than me. Seasons change, life comes and goes. It's all the same, but I'm still here to watch the next sunrise. My life, something like a daydream, but yet so amazing.
Problem that can't be solved. Why stress anyway? Life keeps going, always on play. No button to pause. So I keep moving on. Cause it could always be much worse. But I'm alive, so I'm good. Surviving the slurs of the people that sometimes hurt. But I ain't tripping, no shifting. Straight road praying, I ain't caught slipping. Trying to live out how God changed me. And I'ma spit out what God gave me. Won't hold back, and they can hate me. I'm just a mouthpiece for the one that saved me. And I ain't trying to be here being fake. It's real life, so I can't play it safe.
I see the stars shoot through the sky like laser beams. Change, life comes and goes, it's all the same, but I'm still here to watch the next sunrise. My life, something like a daydream, but yet so amazing.
Men, and when they curse, just bless them. It's not much I can offer, but love from the word of God who's the author. Every single day that I breathe, I gotta thank God for the word that he breathed. He could've had a couple tricks under his sleeve, but instead chose how to instruct me. I thank God I'm alive, cause I should've been gone. Everything that I did, BC, was wrong. But thank God he was right when I wasn't. I feared that he gave up, but he doesn't. My life is complete in his arms. I got him, no harm.
I see the stars shoot through the sky like laser beams. It reminds me of a love greater than me. Seasons change, life comes and goes. It's all the same, but I'm still here to watch the next sunrise.
Yo, that was Young Josh featuring JR on Yada Da King Radio,
that's
man.
All right, that's an 80s beat.
Yeah, they took him back,
Yeah, it took me back, man, to my Devos and when I had hair.
Yeah, see, I don't remember the 80s that much.
Yeah, you was an 80s baby, huh? Yeah.
But we with the homie NR Hunt.
Yeah.
Chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you wasn't with us in the live stream, you definitely missed a lot. We encourage you to come join us every Thursday and Sunday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And join us in the chat room, man. That's where you can ask the artists your questions, anything that you want to ask. Most of the time, they'll answer it. You know what I'm saying? Unless they, you know, trying to not get in trouble by somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
True indeed.
But, man, look, in our hunt, let us know what's good, man. How can the people get a hold of you? As far as website, Twitter, Facebook, what's up?
Yes, sir. My first, you know, even I do have a website, of course, that's www.kingdombuilderexpansion.com. Once again, that's www.kingdombuilderexpansion.com. And I do Facebook. You know, I'm sorry. I have Twitter. I don't use it. I'm sorry. But I do Facebook. So just type in NR Hunt. That's my name. Capital N, capital R Hunt. And I'll be the only person that will probably ever pop up.
And you can communicate with me directly there. I respond to everybody. So,
yeah. Okay, so that's right. What's up, man. What anything coming up that you want to talk about? Just so people can keep their eyes and ears open for you, man. Any projects or what's up?
Yes, sir. Within a week or so, I'll actually, and I know it sounds funny to even say within a week or so, but this is just something that we're kind of trying to surprise people with, which is a new installment. It's called Transparency 1.5, and that'll be out really soon. And it has some collaborations with our Fro Wonder from, you know, Wonder Fam, Sign of the Overcomer, and of course my artist as well. So it's really nice. And then in the next few months we'll have a project coming up called Black Sheep, and that's going to be really crazy with my new artist Sincere, which is my singer and my rapper Mikey Monroe. And it's going to be a blessing. Trust me, the music is really a blessing to anybody, man, of any age. So look forward to that.
All right, NR, man, it was a blessing having you on the show, man, on here on Yada the King Radio.
That's right.
And we want to know any last words that you want to share with the people about you or anything that you have on your heart to tell the audience.
Hey, I guess my biggest thing is, you know, just like, you know, Paul addressed at one point, he said, you know, just like, you know, you guys were blessed at one point in your lives by what we did for you. You know, we're not operating in the flesh. We're definitely operating in the spirit. And the reason why I say that is because I know at this point in my life, I am a person that is in a transition of making, you know, an impact on just unbelievers, focusing on what I know the Lord has told me to focus on. And in that, though I'm rapping in parables, if you pay attention, you know how parables work. That means the believer is able to interpret the parable. If you listen and don't judge, you'll actually see God throughout the whole entire thing. So that's my, I guess it's the thing I want to put out there before the world starts, you know, when the church starts to bash. Oh, is that secular? Is it? No, it's not. You just got to listen to what I'm saying. And if you listen, because I'm very strategic in what I do, and I've seen the effects of what I do, and I'm excited for what's going to happen. So God bless everybody.
That's what's up, man.
No, that's really what's up, man.
Yeah, I like that. Great way to bring it on home, bro. Great way to bring it home.
Yes, sir.
Man, we appreciate getting it in with you, bro. And we pray that we link up some more soon. And man, definitely, I emailed you just so you know. Make sure you send us that new project.
Yes, right.
The single, so we can bang them. Here on Yada That King Radio, man, and we pray that you have a blessed night, brother.
Mr. Hey, Paparazzi.
Nah, that's what's up. Yeah, and I'm serious about them ribs, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know me.
Hey, what is it? We're going into the weekend, so look for them Monday morning.
All right. I got you, Ross. God bless, man.
Hey, God bless, bro.
All right, fam.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, man. Getting it in with NR Hunt.
Yeah, that
real
was
solid dude.
True that.
Man, he's a funny dude too. I could tell, kicking it with him is lots of jokes, man. But you also got to see how serious he is about his ministry, and knowing the direction that God sent him in. He said he's not gonna do you. He's gonna do him.
Right.
And if you're listening, you should do you. And if I'm talking, I'm going to do me.
True indeed.
And then we can all be who we are supposed to be. And that's really what it's all about, man. So we got it in with that, homie. You know what I'm saying? And, man, we excited to continually go on and minister in the gospel. There's just so much stuff we're trying to do here to impact the world, man. Even the radio show that we do, man, we wanted to impact people, Christians, to get them to think, to understand what it means to be a Christian. Even with some of our topics, you know what I'm saying, we want them to say, hey, man, okay, I gotta live for God, I gotta do more for God, man. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's the last days. We're gonna talk about just some of the stuff that went on in the next segment with me and the homie Kingdom 7, chilling, chopping it up, getting it in. And if you feeling what you're hearing, and you're like, man, how do I get notified when these episodes come back out? You can always go to yada.king.com, or you can check us out on Zoom, and iTunes by searching Yada the King Radio, and that's YADAH space DA space King Radio, and you'll find us, man. But let's do this. Let's go into this song right here. His Work. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? New York Pizza Only. That's what I'm going to call him. And this song is called Live It Up on Yada the King. Let's go.
Headbanger.
If you a believer, you gotta give it up to the one who died in 3 days was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us from this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up to the one who died in 3 days was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us from this body of death, it's time to live it up.
I ain't trying to be a rapper, I'm just trying to minister, and I ain't trying to live it up. I'm trying to live it up. I keep my life pleasing to the one who delivered us and rejoice in the wondrous work that he did for us. Cause you gotta see the state we was in, separated from God and depraved cause of sin. In our nature with death was the wage of our sin. Yo, he sent his only son down to save us from him. Jesus, the propitiation for sin, he saved me. I'm so appreciative of him. Now by my lifestyle I send the praises to him. On that straight and narrow road, my destination is him. Eternal salvation, I'm sure of the fact. I only got one message with my voice on the track. Jesus, he died for my sin, I'm securing the stat. He ascended and rose, but he's coming right back.
If you a believer, you gotta give it up to the one who died in 3 days was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us from this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up to the one who died in 3 days was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us from this body of death, it's time to live it up.
We gotta take Christ out of the box, out of the locks of our mind and take him out on the block. Out of the grave of contentment and out of our ways. Out of enslavement, we're free to put him out on display. But we choose to take him out for a day, for a moment, as long as he stays out of our way. But the atonement's the reason we're even out here today. And we were chosen, but we keep choosing not to obey. So what's the solution? We're supposed to walk in the spirit. It looks like we need some new shoes then. Cause new preachers can't be rocking old sneakers. And oh, so beautiful are the feet that refuse sin. The Bible is the blueprint for life. The world is for death. So which one are you in? It's so sad. Christians are falling apart from holding on to the world. We trying to preserve the ruin.
If you a believer, you gotta give it up to the one who died in 3 days was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us from this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up to the one who died in 3 days was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us from this body of death, it's time to live it up.
If you a believer, then do what the saved do. Stand up on your feet and give praise to the gracious and merciful God who has saved you. And if you can't, let go and let him change you.
The whole point of being believers is just to give it up. Hand it all over to Jesus, we gotta give him us.
It's such a blessing, this wretched man, he fixed us up. Now our adversary, the devil, trying to trip us up.
Seeking who he can devour with power to prove a Christian to be a coward. Is that coward you? You or will you stand up for Jesus? The rock in a true strong tower. He's coming back soon, it'll be at any hour. Will you drop and bow or be lemon head sour? In this life, it's all between just two different choices. Speak Christ or blend with the rest of the voices.
If you a believer, you gotta give it up to the one who died in 3 days was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us from this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up to the one who died in 3 days was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us from this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up to the one who died in 3 days was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us from this body of death, it's time to live it up. If you a believer, you gotta give it up to the one who died in 3 days was risen up. To forgive us some sins, change, delivered us from this body of death, it's time to live it up.
My singing vision is causing you not to cease. Every man's guilty, my music is like your plea. We all in slavery.
baby, our souls want to be free. Like 106 and Park, our hearts have the same beat. Love's a condition we missing, it's unconditional. Like 4 hours ago, it's out your vision, it's invisible. You in that prison, just let my rhythms visit you. Music from heaven, the angels and God are missing you. It looks impossible, just close your eyes, believe. We stunt when it comes to giving, it's hardest to receive. I know you falling, and time is hard to retrieve. And time your heel was cool, stay on your knees. And like there is mistakes, mistakes, don't you still breathe? It's know that heaven smiles upon you even when you grieve. Shit. I said just know that heaven smiles upon you even when you grieve.
It's alright, it's alright, it's okay, it's okay.
Soothing, no cussing, no busting guns. No rushing, no fussing, no lusting fun. It's nice and kind. But trust me, just trust in them, cousin. It is lots of fun. Cause I can always look back on life from whence I've come. Cause really, for real, you'll see it gets better with time. My music's a music fusion for you, relax your mind. Man, life's stressful, I just want you to chill. I know a man that truly loves you, you and him can just build. No need for Tylenol, not at all, he is your pill. You got some headaches and heartaches, it's real, he's for real. Man, I ain't got it all together, this world's tougher than leather. But my dad's a doc, no one can do it better. I'm from the old school poems and glove letters. And all my calls of love, hoping that you get up. Yeah. I said the song is a call, a poem, a letter, now get up.
It's alright, it's okay, it's okay.
In a whirlwind, stress has got a girlfriend, depression. Catch your kids on him and let them hurl him. Cause his love's warm, comfy, and cozy like a Sherlin. In this cold, cold world, I know where you at. I've been there too. Stop listening to lies, I know what's true. Your feelings you can't hide, no God knows too. And all he really wants is to know you.
Said it's alright, it's okay.
Yeah, call on God, man. That was Jay Johnson featuring T. King.
Boy, that was soulful.
That's right, man. Let's see. We getting it in. The name of that song was You Can Make It.
Yes,
and
you
remember,
can.
Remember, no matter what you're going through, you will be able to make it. And speaking of making it, man, we in these last days, bro. Crazy stuff going on.
True indeed.
Let's talk about Rashard Mendenhall real quick, man.
Okay.
He's getting bashed by pretty much everybody on Twitter for some comments that he made about him not believing Bin Laden was really behind all of
the attacks and things that's going on in the world.
You know what I'm saying? He was saying people shouldn't celebrate his death. How do you feel personally about celebrating Osama's death? Or do you, you know what I'm saying, whatever you can share, you know what I'm saying, let us know what's up.
Well, first of all, me personally, I don't believe that they should have celebrated the man's death. For one, if he didn't make the Lord Jesus Christ his savior for his death, that's a tragedy in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand why people celebrate his death, but I don't think personally that they should have.
Right.
As for my family, Pittsburgh Steeler, that just shared what he felt on his heart, that's all he really did. This country was built on freedoms. Okay, so he should have had freedom of speech to say what he needed to say. He didn't say nothing out the way. He just shared his heart.
Yeah.
And if he's getting bashed for sharing his heart, then why are we saying we're Americans? You know, that's where a lot of people from other countries come here because of the freedoms that we have. You know, and a lot of countries don't have these same freedoms that can sit here and say something about anything going on in the world. Or even the president, even though we shouldn't even say nothing bad about the president. But there's a lot of people that do.
Right.
And if you was in other countries, third world countries, you say something about the leader of that country, you may end up in a river somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's sad that long as it didn't really incriminate or feel that he was damning the guy, why couldn't he say what he needed to say? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people in the world that do say what they want to say and they don't get incriminated or bashed by saying it.
Right.
And some people say these things for publicity, to get, you know, publicity stunts or whatever the case may be. But he said what he said. As good he said what he said, because he's being a man that's standing up for what he believed.
Right.
And that's what this country was built on, standing up for what you believe. So I don't see no problem in it, even though I guess because he's a sports figure and he's supposed to be a quote-unquote model, role model, and the people that pay him a lot of money to play football not speak, then they have a problem with it.
Right. So that's what's up, man. I, as I saw what he said, I don't feel like he said anything bad. Actually, I'm reading a tweet that he said, "I believe in God. I believe we're all his children, and I believe he is the only one who can judge. Those who judge others will also be judged. For those who said you want to see Bin Laden burn in hell and pee on his ashes, I ask how God will feel about your heart." You know what I'm saying? And these are some of the stuff that he said, which got people tripping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's a talk of ESPN right now. I don't think it, the dude, I mean, realistically, he didn't say anything that I think needs to be even second guessed, boss. Mm-hmm. I mean, realistically, if somebody say, you know, I'm going to pee on somebody in hell, you know what I'm saying? That, to me, is ridiculous in itself. But that's pretty much what he said. He also said, I think he might have deleted some other stuff. Or he might have been forced to delete it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he said anything crazy, man. But in these last days, man, we are here. We need to stay focused. As N.R. Hunt said, we need to make sure that we are in the Word, not following the world, because they're going to tell you the roof is falling. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, just like when the 2000 came, they were talking about...
Yeah,
Y2K. Cash was killing themselves. Like, oh, it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying, man? Man, listen to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. If you listen to the Word of God, you're going to be all right, man. And
true indeed.
That's really what it's all about. Let's just pray. As we also wanted to talk about, and we actually run into short on time, the dude that... There was a guy that was reading his Bible and he got caught up and actually got locked up. You know what I'm saying? Know that these days is going to come in the United States. That's all we're going to say. It's your boy, the Warrior Don Christian.
And your soul-saving DJ Kingdom 7.
And y'all know what we do. We
got the king.
That's right.
Ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da. Shabakta. I yada da. I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da. Shabakta. We yada da. We yada da. I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada da King Radio. Banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yada.king.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada.King mobile app. We Yada.King. Do you?